news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Justice Department on Monday labeled the cities of Portland, Oregon, New York, and Seattle as anarchist jurisdictions that could lose federal funding for failing to protect the public from violence and destruction of property. Trump issued a memorandum earlier this month calling for a review of ways to block funding for local governments that the administration thinks should do more to prevent violent protests over racial injustice. In a statement, the attorney general wrote, "We cannot allow federal tax dollars to be wasted," and he called for city leaders to, quote, "reverse course and become serious about protecting citizens." New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, and Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, all Democrats, said Trump was playing cheap political games with congressionally directed funds. It was just a few days ago that the Centers for Disease Control posted guidance that the coronavirus could commonly spread through lingering droplets in the air and travel further than 6 feet. Well, on Monday, the agency abruptly removed that guidance from its website, reverting to its previous statement that the virus spreads mainly from person to person. The CDC said recent updates were posted in error and that it's reversing recommendations on airborne transmission. Huh? A CDC official said the virus can still spread through the air, but that isn't thought to be the primary way it's transmitted. This confusion is just the latest sign of how Trump's administration has mishandled the COVID-19 response. And of course, Trump admitted to Woodward back on February 7th that he knew it was transmitted through the air.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
So there's that. Well, on Monday night, Trump said that he expected to announce his nominee to fill the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court by Friday or Saturday. Trump said his shortlist was down to 4 or 5 finalists. 2 of them are Amy Coney Barrett, a federal appellate judge and conservative who has the backing of religious conservatives and advocates on the far right, and Barbara Lagoa, a conservative judge about whom it said her Cuban-American heritage could help Trump politically in her home state of Florida. Meanwhile, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket will be on public view on the Supreme Court steps on Wednesday and Thursday. Then she'll lie in state in the Capitol Statuary Hall on Friday, becoming the first woman to receive that honor. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are wasting no time pushing for the confirmation of their new nominee before Election Day, and they appear to have lined up enough votes. Democrats insist that the winner of the election between Trump and Joe Biden should pick the next justice, saying it's shamefully hypocritical for Republicans to rush to confirm Ginsburg's replacement with the election just weeks away after refusing to consider former President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland back in 2016, 9 months before Election Day. So far, only 2 Republicans, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, have voiced opposition to taking up the nomination before the election. It's unclear if any others will follow. So government funding officially runs out next Wednesday, September 30th. House Democrats on Monday released a bill that would fund the government until December 11th. Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats want to get the legislation approved before that September 30th deadline to avert a catastrophic shutdown in the middle of the ongoing pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Democrats' proposal was not acceptable to the Republicans, pointing out that the bill didn't include additional farm aid that Republicans want. McConnell tweeted that it, quote, shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and defund help for farmers in rural America. The potential impasse came as tensions mounted on Capitol Hill over filling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's Supreme Court seat, as Congress has done nothing in 4 months regarding a COVID relief package. When Congress passed the CARES Act all the way back in March, it included a $1 billion fund for the Pentagon to build up the country's supplies of medical equipment and PPE. Well, we now learn that that money has instead been mostly funneled to defense contractors and used for making things such as jet engine parts, body armor, and dress uniforms. The CARES Act designated the money to, quote, prevent, prepare for, and respond to the coronavirus. But a few weeks later, the Defense Department began reshaping how it would dole out the money in a way that represented a major departure from the original intent of Congress. And now, Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, said in Senate testimony last week that states desperately need $6 billion to distribute vaccines to Americans early next year. And there remains a severe shortage of N95 masks at many U.S. hospitals. These are the types of problems that that money was originally intended to address. Another week, another tell-all book. This time it's from Andrew Weissman, one of Robert Mueller's top deputies. It's due out next Tuesday and says that the investigation team led by Mueller didn't do everything it could to determine what happened in the 2016 election. Weissman writes that the team shied away from subpoenaing Trump and taking other steps to scrutinize his finances out of fear that he would fire them. Oy. Well, we blew through the alphabet, so now we're using the Greek alphabet to name storms. And as if they haven't gotten hit enough yet this season, Tropical Storm Beta made landfall late Monday on the Texas Gulf Coast near the Matagorda Peninsula, threatening to drench some areas with up to 15 inches of rain. Beta is the 23rd storm of this unusually busy 2020 hurricane season, which doesn't wrap up until November 30th. Yeesh. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.